This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. You have a great weekend? I did. I wasted time, 4 or 5 hours working on something, and I found out that I'm not going to need. I now found out, it's already starting. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, send me an email, Joe, at therealside.com. That is Joe at therealside.com. You know, just send it to me. Send me a question. Send me some of your thoughts. I know some of you may not have any thoughts. I don't know. But anyway, I know, but I see what they write sometimes. Of course, you know, there was no thought into what they wrote to me sometimes. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I guess the question of the day, hey, should we rename, you know how I like to call ex-president Obama? Ex-president Oblamo? How about we start calling him ex-president Obacho, right? I mean, he botched everything he got his hands on. The Iran nuclear deal, we now find out exactly what Trump said was going on is going on. Oh, my God. You mean Trump was right again? That can't happen. What are you talking about? You know, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Should we take the Nobel Peace Prize that he had, Obama had no right, absolutely none, in getting involved with, or getting, for that matter? Should we take it away from him and give it to Trump? I don't mean necessarily, like, you know, just blow Trump off, and it started again, blow Trump off, and, oh, wait a minute, boy, don't you, things start to blink and pop, throws me off. All right, so, should we take, I don't want to take Obama's medal away, because I want to show you how useless it actually is. I want you to give one to Trump. Okay? I mean, it would be great to take it away from Obama and say, you know, you didn't do anything, you didn't deserve it to begin with, and then give it to Trump. Because look at what's going on now with this. I mean, come on, think about it. Look at what's going on. The Iran deal botched. You know that North Korea, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing now. Nobody would be trying to fix anything now if Mr. Obama was in there. What do you call it? Patient something or other? Waiting for somebody to come through? That's delicious. What can I tell you? I'm telling you, the coffee tastes better when it's in a TRS mug. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. But I think they should take it away from them. I know. I really do. Deep down inside, I'm going, they need to look at him and go, I'm sorry, what did you actually do for this? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, you know, to move further with that, Netanyahu basically said what everybody already knew, that the Iranians were going to cheat. Okay, well, let me think about this. I love this. I was on CNN a week ago, and I said this was a joke. So this vindicates me as well. Right? I mean, so I was there a week ago, and I was saying to them how, you know, the Iranians can decide, what do they have, 21 days to allow us to come on their premises to investigate? And then in 21 days, frankly, if they decide that's not what they want us to do, they can give us the sample. Now, can you imagine being on probation here in this country? And your probation officer says, hey, when you can, drop by a sample urine. You know, you don't have to prove where it came from. Just go ahead and drop it off. No checks, no bail, no, nothing. Well, that's exactly what went on there. It's just amazing. And then Netanyahu came out today. I love this. Right? There was a bombshell on Iran. So Trump called the Iranian nuclear deal a horrible agreement for the United States. And this goes on and on and on, right? TPP, horrible for the United States. NAFTA, horrible for the United States. We enter into these agreements, and I love how people say, well, they'll never be able to trust us. Other countries won't be able to trust us if we keep pulling out of these deals. Let me tell you what. They didn't trust us to begin with. They didn't trust us because of all the damage that Obama did with our allies. I love it how they, you know, someone on the left is saying that it's Donald Trump causing all the problem with the allies. No. He's causing problems with the enemies. And I'm okay with that. He can cause all the havoc and problems and aggravation that he wants. I'm good with all of that. And he's been calling the Iranian deal bad from day one, and so was I. Well, a lot of us were. I didn't have any inside information. The president addressed the claims during a Rose Garden press conference today, moments after Netanyahu held a dramatic presentation revealing intelligence, he says, shows Iran is lying about its nuclear weapons program, and that's just not acceptable, Trump said. Trump said Netanyahu's claims show that Iran is not sitting by idly. They're not abiding by the deal, are they? And they're setting off missiles at the Sayafor of television. That's just so funny. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran joins us after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. You know, I feel like that. You know what the cat when you get the little red thing on the wall, like the beam, and you move it along over the wall, the cat's chasing everywhere. I got stuff popping up all over my screen. I'm like, ooh, look at that over there. I'm Joe with Senior Host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring her in, because you guys been waiting for anyhow. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of get things rolling, and I love getting her blood pressure up. Kimberly, did you have a good weekend? I mean, seriously.
I'm exhausted, so I don't know about the blood pressure thing today.
Yeah. No. I'll get it up for you, because we're going to have some fun. Okay. Now, the second hour, I'm going to rip apart that White House correspondent dinner. The was she a comedian or was she just a? I don't even know what she was. What was she like? She sounded like she was dead.
I don't know who she is. I don't know who she is, but she's a skank. That's for sure. I didn't watch it because I don't watch those things anyway. Right. I have in the past, but not anytime lately. I only heard some of the remarks she made, and she didn't seem very funny. And I thought her abortion remark was pretty heinous.
Oh, it was. But did you notice she giggles in the background? Huh?
She said it, at least she admitted it was a baby, though. She didn't say the fetus. She said the baby.
Right. But did you notice there were only a couple times when the audience really laughed? Right, most of the time they were kind of minor groans and low laughs. And in the 18 minutes I listened to twice, I chuckled twice. That was it. She had two good jokes. The rest of them was just nasty, gratuitous ugliness.
Wait a minute. She spoke for 18 minutes?
Yeah. I take my job serious.
And you listened to it twice?
I went through it. I always listen to these things once just to go, okay, let's see what was so bad about this. And I listened to it and I went, okay, I can cut this up. And I went through it and I cut pieces out of it.
Okay, but how could you even take her voice for more than 1 minute?
Oh, like, please. You know what she sounded like? Remember, what was that? Was it Fran Drescher? Remember that?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay, Fran Drescher with 3 glasses of wine. That's what she sounded like.
I would need 3 glasses of wine to listen to that woman for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, it was bad. And again, it wasn't... I don't mind making fun of the president. I think that's fine. I think it's fine to make fun of some of the people there. But what she did to Sarah Huckabee, the way she talked about her, you know what I'm saying? It's just, there's no call for any of this. There was no need for any of this.
No, you know, I've listened to some of them before, and they do stuff that's usually funny, but not...
not ugly.
Like hurtful or nasty. I mean, President Obama 1 year did a funny one. I forget which year did what, but I've listened to a couple of them, and the presidents were actually kind of funny, even Obama, who I don't, obviously not a fan of, but they weren't nasty. They were funny. It was all funny jokes. It wasn't just nasty. There's no point. I mean, it's not funny.
Oh,
if you're just
you.
Being nasty about someone, you're not being actually funny.
No, they were ugly, and, you know, it's just like with the, what's the other one? When they did the two George Bushes. Remember they had the impersonator, and they had George Bush, and they had George Bush doing a serious speech, and the impersonator was translating for him. And it was hilarious. Go back and look at it. It was really funny for, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 minutes. And a few times they had Obama look-alike comedian fella. So,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? And they they take a little ribbing, and it's good, and it's funny, and it's cool. But, you know, just that. Anyway, unreal. All right, so let's get to it. First and foremost, are you surprised? Are you shocked? Are you overwhelmed that Netanyahu was able to prove not only that Trump was right, but a lot of us were right, when we said that Iran would never live up to the deal, they would never do what they said they were going to do, and they're not. They're caught red-handed.
Well, I mean, they got $1.5 billion from the Obama administration, so they had more money to do more of what they were doing and not supposed to be doing.
I love when my friends say to me, well, my pseudo-friends, they'll say, well, that was their money anyway. We just gave it back to them. I said, yeah, but you know what? Let's say it was their money. Let's say they had no restitution to make whatsoever for the damage they did in the 70s. All right? It is still illegal to hand cash to a foreign country. He put cash dollars on a plane, and he flew it to Iran. I'm kind of missing this here.
You're not going to get me to explain it. They just pretty much did whatever they wanted, and no one's ever going to pay the price for it.
No.
Eric Holder might run for office, and he should be in prison just for Fast and Furious.
I know.
And that was, what, the first year?
Yep. Yeah, it is so sad. I mean, anyway, I get the...
No. Joe, it's not sad. It's disgusting. Because, and it doesn't matter if it's Republicans or Democrats, they get away with anything and everything in D.C. It's almost like it's its own little island.
It is.
And they can do whatever they want. If we do the same thing, we go to prison. But they can do whatever they want, and it doesn't matter. They get away with everything.
Well, who's gonna put the cuffs on them? And we don't have anybody. There's not one Republican with a big enough spine, or a solid enough spine, I should say, that's willing to push the point to have the feds go out. Who's gonna do it for us now? Department of Justice, the FBI. These guys are on our side, are they?
No, we don't have anybody. It's all corruption. It's severely corrupt. It grew too big, and nobody was paying attention. The people that are supposed to police each other are in bed with each other instead of policing each other. So basically, it's us against them. It's the political class versus the people who have to pay for all the crap.
Well, I want you to think about something here, though. You know, people talk about dual standards and all this other stuff. And it, Bill Cosby, right? Think about what Bill Cosby, and I don't mean this in a negative way, I'm just bringing it to light. Think about what just Bill Cosby just went through, two trials, now he's been convicted, he's got an ankle bracelet, right, for things he was accused of doing, and Harvey Weinstein is nowhere to be found. We're not hearing about him, he's not in the news, there's no charges, he's not in jail, he's not being held over. I'm kind of confused.
Joe. Bill Clinton isn't in jail. Okay?
I hear you.
Two bills. Sexual assault, multiple sexual assault accusations, including a rape accusation against Bill Clinton. And he's not in jail. I mean, granted, he's suffering being married to that horrifying, heinous wench. However, he's still a free man.
We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Kimberly will be back with me in a few minutes, I promise. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We are back.
Born and bred.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. You can send me an email, joe@therealside. It's all at the, it's all happening at therealside.com. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I love getting her all ratcheted up over the stuff that shouldn't be, not that it shouldn't be that big of a deal, but we shouldn't be talking about it because it shouldn't be happening. Right?
Of course.
I can't wait to the second hour when I lay into that whiny person. I don't even want to say her name. I don't want to give her the satisfaction. You know what I'm saying?
Heard of her. I mean, honestly, I never heard of her, and she's not somebody I would ever listen to because her voice was so horrifying. Just
again,
her voice alone. Even if she was saying nice, lovely things, her voice was horrifying.
You're making fun of Fran Drescher again. I mean, seriously, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, that's the only way I can take it.
No, her voice is way worse than Fran Drescher's. Way worse.
Well, you know what it is? It's she draws out the words, and I don't know. Sounds like she had her nose is all clogged up. Anyhow, the What?
Sorry.
No,
go
ahead. As long
I was
as it's clean.
Doing too much cocaine, but you know.
Oh, yeah, you don't know that. But actually, we don't. You know, half of what she said was just so nasty. Maybe she did deserve that. All right. Have you seen that Democrat Senator John Tester? I mean, it looks like the guy can't go buy a Popeye's fried chicken place without stopping. You know what I'm saying? So he was
That's
telling some.
Not nice.
Okay. What's your point? he was. Let me tell you what. Him and Donkey. They're good friends. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. He's creepy. I'm looking at a picture of him.
See what
creepy.
I mean? Look at he's been to the tall and big man shop, but he still can't get the tie to fit. Right?
I'm seeing his picture, whatever his picture is. I don't know. There must be a different picture of him. Oh, I see.
Okay.
He is creepy. Where is he from again?
He's, where is he from? I don't know. I'll have to check
and
see.
Wait, I'll tell you in a minute.
I'm sure you will.
Anyway. Montana, what is wrong with
you? He's from
Montana?
Wow.
Yes. Montana. Shame.
They should know better.
He's a Democrat. Ugh.
So anyway, he's the one who started all the rumors against the Admiral, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, okay? And that he was called a Candyman, and that he apparently drove drunk when they were overseas on a trip, and that he was knocking on doors in a hotel in the middle of the night, drunk. And so he put all these out there. And the Secret Service finally came out and said, look, these were all allegations made against this guy in the past. And every one of them has been checked out. And no, none of them, we found none of them to be credible or real. Not a one. But once you put them out there, you got to defend them. Once you put them out there, you got to deal with them. That's where we've come to now.
Yeah, that's exactly. See, this is what Democrats always do. And some on the right do it too, but this is what Democrats, their whole platform and party is. They throw feces against the wall and see what stays on the wall like a bunch of monkeys in the zoo. I'm serious. That is what they do. They do it in every state. They do it at the federal level. They do it at the local level. And they just throw stuff against the wall, see if it sticks. And most of the time, now I sound like I'm yelling. See, you are getting me going. Most of the time, the media doesn't question them because the mainstream media is lame. And they don't question them. They don't do their job and question these people who are spewing these lies because they don't want to lose access to these people because that's what happens. If you dare question these people, then they won't give your news station access to their, you know, candidates or whatever. So they throw stuff against the wall, and you know what? We'll find out it's not true, but it's not going to matter because it'll be too late by then.
No, but because we backed down. See, if I was Ronnie, I don't know what was real or what was there he was worried about. He must have been worried about something, but I would have never backed down. I would have stayed there. I would have let them pound on me. I would have done what, I would have done what Eric Holder and Obama done. Just look at you with that smug smile and go like, okay, yeah, so? You can't prove that. You can't prove it's real. That's right. What I would have done, because I'm a little turd like that, you know? So what? What about what's-his-face who raped that woman? You know, we did a Broderick the other day. Did you see that tweet by tweet that she did running down the time frame of when she was raped that night? It was great.
I don't think I saw that.
No, it was great because she went down the horrific evening that she had to go through and all the Me Too. I love it. The woman who did I know her first name is Michelle, but that's as far as I'm going with it. Anyway, when she was talking about her being part of the Me Too movement, I have to laugh at them. I give them no credibility at all because Weinstein's still walking around free. He's still walking around like nothing happened. So they didn't mean it. They're hoping it fades away. They don't want anything to do with it. This is crazy.
You got to remember, these are the same people that supported Roman Polanski and jumped for joy when he won after it was discovered that he raped, a 13-year-old?
13-year-old girl.
Yeah, but that's okay. You got to remember, these are Holly weirdos, and some of them are probably New York weirdos. They again, like the political class, they live in their own little bubble where their own rules apply. They don't talk about the horrifying things that go on within their community because everybody just needs to do what we got to do because we're multimillionaires and we're so wonderful and we're the beautiful people who make stupid.
We're smarter than you. Oh, God bless.
Seriously.
This is why you can't take them serious. And watching that White House, you know, what do you want to call that, debauchery? You couldn't call it anything else, right? Watching that, you have to say to yourself, this is derangement at its finest, is it not? I mean, you see them, and you see where they're coming from, and you see what they have no problem saying. It was disgusting.
They don't. Look, I hear really nasty things all the time from the local Democrats in New Hampshire, and I'm sure other people do in other states as well. They're just nasty people, and the only way to fight back is do the same thing. And that's one of the problems I've had with Republicans and conservatives since I first got involved in politics. I'm standing here seeing them be bullied, seeing them put up with this because they take the high ground. No, get in the sandbox, and instead of just taking it, throw sand in their eyes.
I'm good with that.
Stop being... Ooh, I gotta watch my mouth. Stop being kitty cats.
Yeah, I go back to what you started to say because it's so true. We don't have Republicans in Congress. We don't have conservatives in Congress. We don't have anybody there that's really maybe a handful. But we don't have
that's
any more than that. What's that?
No, you're right. Yep, that's the problem. There's only a handful.
Yeah.
That's it.
They don't care whether they get reelected or not. They just care about doing the right thing. And you're probably on one hand. Oh, man, I'll give you two. On two hands, you can probably count the ones that want to do that. I don't believe Paul Ryan's one of those. I am so sorry that Trey Gowdy's leaving. I don't understand that at all. But
would you really want to be involved in this mess that Washington is? Because I certainly know I wouldn't.
Look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, usually. So I would
still... Well, not with me and Tammy.
Sometimes I thank God that the pills are working on her, because otherwise she probably still wouldn't be with me.
Are you still dosing her coffee?
Yes, I am. I saw Stepford Wives. I know how to make this work. You know, but yeah, a lot of too many young people know what that's about. Anyway, but no, seriously, when you get back to what they're doing, right? You get back to what the Republicans are or aren't doing. Paul Ryan, what did he really do for us? What did he really leave us, right? Who's actually there? The name, I mean, Mitch McConnell. I mean, this guy, I don't even know, who does he belong to? What party? What planet does he belong on? Anyway.
Like I said, they are all, it is the political class versus the people. And they keep us divided with the help of the media. Yeah. They keep us divided because, God forbid, we all united together and finally said, wait a minute.
They'd be dead.
We might all disagree on certain things, but we've had enough of it.
All right, we're out for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Kimberly Moran joins me. Don't go far.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I always do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Let me bring her on because I always have so much fun with her when she's on with me. And, you know, there's so much stupidity. Well, maybe it's never really gone away, but there's so much stupidity going on in and around the news that you couldn't cover it all in 5 hours. Kimberly Moran joins me, and I always have a good time when she's on with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Storm. The big news today was Stormy Daniels filed a lawsuit against President Trump, right, for defamation of character. So
wait.
Huh? What?
He defamed her character.
Yeah, defamation of her character.
Wait a minute. Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is suing President Trump because she is saying that he named her character.
Go ahead.
Fabulous.
Isn't it? That's just rich. That's rich. But here's what I love about all this.
She's gone.
I know. She,
can't get over that.
We won't see her for a week now. She's gone. So what I love this. First of all, did you see the sketch of the man that apparently threatened her when she was in her car? Did you see that?
Was that Tom Brady?
No. It looked like her ex-husband.
Oh, that one. Oh, right? Yeah. But some people were joking that it looked like Tom Brady, too.
Well, they might have been. I don't know. But the one I was looking at, it looked like her ex-husband. So they put up a picture of the sketch. They put up a picture of the ex-husband. Everybody's going, come on, really? Now, maybe somebody did do it, and it's the only face you can come up with. But still, I think after I did the sketch, I would have looked at it if I was wearing a gun. Maybe not. All right? But here's a woman who comes out and says they didn't have sex. Okay? But she just wants to get this thing off her chest. Then she comes out and says they did have sex. And then the attorney comes out and says, you know, they're not accusing the president of doing anything wrong, but since he didn't sign the agreement, there shouldn't be any reason why. They just twisted all this stuff around.
Okay,
But
why is she even coming out and talking about it? It happened not while he was president.
Money.
It's something between his wife and him, if anything. What does it have to do with him being president?
Money. Money. $130,000 wasn't enough, okay?
I know we've talked about this before, and I don't agree with it. I don't agree with him doing that, et cetera, et cetera. However, is this woman trying to elevate herself?
Yes.
And no offense to people in the industry, but she was a porn star. She sucked things for a living.
Oh.
I didn't say it.
I know.
I didn't say it.
I'm just covering myself here, so to speak.
I bit my tongue.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying. See,
I know.
You can't really say it.
But look at, she lied. She lied from the beginning. She signed an agreement. Now she sees the potential to make millions of dollars. I mean, look at, she's a porn star. Can you imagine if she's able to sell this story? I mean, she is going to be on every porn screen there's known.
She'll sell the story because there's people on the left who would love to write the story and make up all kinds of stuff along with her. See, that's the problem. You can't say one thing and then change your mind and say another and then change it back and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because then people don't really know what to believe. And why should they believe you in the first place?
Oh, I'm with you.
Right?
Yeah. But now she wants to break an agreement, a contract that she signed. This is the mentality of a certain generation down, is that they can take these agreements and they really don't mean anything. Their word really doesn't mean anything, right? It doesn't matter. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's however I felt at the time. I got the 130. Now I want to change it. I want to make it totally different. You know, and I can do anything I darn well please. And look, if you give me more money, maybe I will keep my mouth shut.
Right. But, again, it's not like Trump did something while he was president.
Oh, I hear you.
And you know what I mean? It's not like he was, like, national secrets got out because he slept with her or whatever. So I'm not understanding why this is even.
Oh, I'm with you. Listen, you brought it up earlier, right? You had President Clinton sleeping with anything with a heartbeat, whether they wanted to or not. And two consenting adults have sex, or maybe allegedly had sex, and that's a bad thing. That's the bad thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, it's really the person that it affects the most is Trump and Melania.
Yeah.
Those are the people that this is between. This doesn't affect the people of the United States. It doesn't affect anything. It's just a distraction because there's no Russian collusion.
Oh, give them time. They'll find it. Even if they, you know what? By the time they actually find it and put it all together, we'll be so old and gone that nobody will know what they're talking about anymore. And they'll really seem like the whacked ones, won't they?
I just, you know what? It boggles my mind. You would think this far into Trump's presidency that Democrats would actually find something to actually talk about to say why their platform is better. Their platform is, what is their platform? We want to raise taxes. You know what? The Democrats in New Hampshire they keep complaining about the income tax cuts, right?
Right.
Okay, 90% of people got them, and now you're telling us that you're going to run on reversing those, repealing those? Okay. So you want to raise our taxes that we just finally got cut after God knows how long, and then they want to repeal constitutional carry. Okay, so you want to put discrimination back into place because that's why we repealed it in the first place. That's why we got rid of the legislation forcing us to get pistol revolver licenses. So they're running on gun control, which people have been fighting against and winning across the country. More states have constitutional carry. They're fighting on increasing taxes, and they're fighting on open borders. And let's see what else is in their platform.
Impeach Trump, right?
Yeah, impeach Trump.
Yeah.
And
putting illegals ahead of American citizens. I mean, come on. Yeah. It's a great platform.
What? That's basically their friggin' platform. Oh, yeah, and they hate school choice. Don't forget, they hate school choice.
Well, No. Let's clarify. They hate any choice for anybody other than their own people.
Right. Oh, yeah, no. School choice is okay for them because they can pay for it. But if you're poor and you can't afford private school, you can't afford to move schools because your poor parents can't afford to move to a better neighborhood, you just got to stay there, child. Sorry.
I'm going to
the neighborhood and elite and pay for my kids to go to a $50,000 a year private school because I'm a Democrat and I have the money. You poor little child, you have to stay in that crappy public sector union school.
Yeah, it is the only real government institution where they can force your kids to fail and there's nothing you can do about it, right? I mean, if you're the only public school, free education available to you in some areas. The schools are doing so poorly, so bad, and there's no change. The union's too strong, the government's too strong, and frankly, no matter what they tell you, the kids just don't matter, period.
Nope. Of course they don't. The unions don't care about kids.
Look at what
that's
is it? Is it Arizona?
Even.
One of the states right now, the teachers are they're striking because they want a 20% increase. Are these people serious? Are they the 20% increase? It's for the kids, right?
So I blame that on the other state. What was it, Oklahoma, that gave in to teachers who strike because public school teachers aren't supposed to strike. It's against their contract. Because they're public school teachers in most places, right?
Well, it's most places, yes. But in California, they can strike.
Look, these kids are smarter because they're out of school for a week being taught the crap. They're not being taught the crap that they're usually taught. So these kids are actually smarter for it.
She actually does that. She turned that into a positive. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, glass half full. That's my mantra in life, glass half full.
You know, did you see that clip that was out? We only got about a minute left, but did you see the clip that was out about Trump on North Korea back in 1999 where he basically called us? He called what was going to happen. He called what they were going to do. It was bad. And not that he's a god or anything, but you're sitting there going, most of what he says when it comes to these kind of things, it's just common sense. We give them money. You can't check anything. And then you wonder why they go sideways. They have no reason not to.
You're right. That is common sense. And that's, you know, that's why it's so aggravating for regular people to see politicians do such stupid things. Like, what are you thinking? Why would you give Iran $1.5 billion? Or why would you say to the North Korean dictator at the time, sure, we'll help you. Don't build some nukes for us.
You did it again. You swore on my show. You talked about thinking and the left. Anyway, hey. We're up against it. I have you on again. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to talk about that White House uncomedy dinner. We'll be back in a few minutes.